This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Go check them out. franklinarmory.com. Coming with from the Daily Wire, we get Luke Rosiak. He came out with a sort of a blockbuster article about current and former teachers in Loudoun County, Virginia, plotting via Facebook to infiltrate, hack, and dox parents in the school district who object to the district teaching critical race theory. Dennis Prager did go far enough when he says public school education is child abuse. It's adult abuse, too. So just last week, Dennis Prager wrote again about how extraordinarily toxic public school is for American children, after pointing out that America's colleges and universities are where the values and intelligence go to die. And he had this to say: the worst news is sending your child to almost any elementary school or high school, public or private, is fast becoming equally toxic. More and more schools are being taken over by left-wing ideologues and by non-ideologues who lack the courage to confront the ideologues. Once infected with leftism, those schools teach children to hate reason, tradition, America, Christianity, whites, excellence, freedom, and masculinity. To cite one example, thanks to a $1 million grant from Bill Gates through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Oregon Education Department has announced that teaching there is one right answer, and math, yes, in math, is an expression of white supremacy. Now, as if to enforce everything Prager said, Rosiak reported about a private Facebook group with 624 members called the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County. The group eventually became obsessed with infiltrating, hacking, and doxing parents who dared oppose the school district's highly racist, anti-racial CRT indoctrination program. Loudoun County, just north of D.C., is America's richest county. According to Rosiak, the group is a who's who that includes school staff and elected officials. One of the group's members is the county's new prosecutor, squeaks to buy in the election thanks to $845,000 in cash from George Soros. And they're now the subject of a criminal investigation. Now, this article, the Daily Wire, is very long and detailed, and you should read the whole thing. But here's the gist so that you can understand how deep the rot is in the American education system today. Critical race fanatics within the school district were deeply concerned about parents who had started a group called Parents Against Critical Theory. These parents acted because they felt the CRT created disharmony and intolerance. Eventually, a mother in the ARPLC group named Jen Durham announced that she was looking for volunteers to combat the anti-CRT activities of the PACT folks, the Stop LCPS CRT website, and the like. Durham wanted the volunteers to gather information on the parents involved, infiltrate the group with fake online profiles, have hackers shut down their websites, or redirect them to pro-CRT webpages, and dox the people who opposed CRT. And nobody shouted her down. Nobody shamed her for her anti-American activities. The ARPLC members sprang into action, naming names and publicizing amongst themselves addresses and employer information. Further showing their fascist chops, they decided that anybody who wasn't with them was against them. If a parent wasn't out there shouting CRT slogans, the parents and the parents' information ended up on the list. Neutrality was not allowed. When the Loudoun County School District made national news for being the first to attack Dr. Seuss, a parent who asked for evidence that Seuss was racist was put on the list. The ARPLC's motto was silence is complicity. And there's a lot more to this at the Daily Wire. What the ARPLC's Facebook group revealed was a fanatic attempt to silence anybody who is trying to stop a public school district from indoctrinating children into the belief that all races are not created equal and that whites are specifically less equal than other races, not to mention mean, vicious, and toxic. Interesting. Americans, for the most part, are very nice people. And if you push them, they don't usually push back. They try to give people the benefit of the doubt. They're deeply opposed to racism, so if you tell them something is anti-racist, well, they're going to believe you. But that's the game that the left plays. They count that everything's a racist. But things are coming to a head now. You see, nice Americans have a choice. They can either fight the toxins that the left has released into American society, or they can watch the America we know, the constitutional society premised on equality, the rule of law, the right of peaceable assembly, etc., get septic and die. I, fortunately, don't have any children in school right now. I put 2 children through public school some time ago. I used to hear things told to me by various school administrators that I would have to correct them on. I was told one time, by a school administrator, that they would release my child to me when it was the proper time. I informed the teacher that I will take my child when I'm ready to take him. I did not cede custody to you. I've had a principal tell me one time before that when one of my sons, he was hit by somebody, and he hit back, that he was going to have to be suspended. And I said, suspended for defending himself. And she said, yes, we have a zero tolerance on that. I said, on defending yourself, on fighting. Well, is the little girl that hit him, is she going to get suspended? Well, no, because, you know, she's a girl. And I tell the principal, I will have your head on a plate. Go ahead and pursue that if you like. And I was facing educators just like this then. And I did face them. I faced them face to face, eye to eye. That doesn't make me better. It just makes me a parent of the 90s. And before this insanity had gotten to the point that it is now. Unfortunately, people like me did not make enough of an impression on the educators of that time. And they've been replaced by something much more radical. I understand better that most teachers are holding their students, our kids, hostage because they control the all-important grades that they receive. At some point, though, parents are going to have to push back in this generation, too. They're going to have to push back against something I never had to face, against race fanatics in the school system or lose America forever. And I'm not sorry to say this because I do believe that given time, they will rise to the occasion. But parents are the new front line in the war for America's soul. Because the future, they're putting the future through school right now. So, what happens when your little darling graduates is not really going to impact me that much. It's going to impact you. It's going to impact the rest of the world. Do the right thing. Be involved. Don't get pushed around by these guys. These educators or indoctrinators, whichever you want to call them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alive. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. If you hear me sounding like my voice is breaking, I once again have bronchitis, so it just never goes away. It's like it just lingers forever. I guess this is part of getting old. Oh, well, it does beat the alternative. If you want a sense of how credible West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is on protecting the filibuster, consider a 2018 campaign ad wherein he brandished a rifle and declared himself to be Second Amendment always. This ad allowed him to maintain this illusion that he's a gun-toting Mountain State patriot while he parrots the Democratic Party line. His ad failed to mention that he twice introduced gun control legislation during his first term. Moreover, he once again worked on legislation to restrict gun rights. His pledge to protect the prerogatives of the Republican Party's minority by supporting the filibuster is no more trustworthy than his support of the Second Amendment. He's claimed since the beginning of the year that he wouldn't support eliminating the filibuster and even shouted at one reporter who asked him if there was any potential circumstance under which he would alter his position. He said, never, Jesus Christ, why don't you understand about never? But it does seem lately that his position has indeed been evolving. Recently, he reiterated his resolve to protect the filibuster on NBC's Meet the Press, but he added a new caveat on Fox News the same day. Maybe it has to be more painful. Maybe you have to stand there. There's things we can talk about. He appeared to be suggesting a return to the hoary talking filibuster. Until the 60s, if a senator who wished to use the filibuster to stop a vote on a particular bill, he was required to stand and speak without yielding the floor. Then they began to tag team. You'd get a group of senators who could extend the filibuster for weeks by rotating speakers. The longest filibuster on record involved a cadre of Democratic senators opposed to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Because the filibuster halted all other Senate business, these Democrats brought the Senate to a standstill for 60 days. Senate rules have since changed, so a bill can be filibustered without shutting down the upper chamber. A particularly pernicious piece of legislation can be killed if it lacks the 60 votes required to overcome a filibuster. As it happens, just such a bill has been introduced to the Senate. On January 19th, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the first Democratic bill in the new Congress will be the For the People Act, S-1, which is virtually identical to H-R-1, which passed the House on March the 3rd. For the Democratic leadership of both houses, this would be the Holy Grail, and they fully intend to ram it down America's throat, even if they must kill the filibuster. And this is why Joe Manchin is getting so much attention. He and Kyrsten Sinema are the only Senate Democrats who claim to support the filibuster. How bad is this bill? Well, according to Hans A. von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, he says H.R. 1, the deceptively entitled For the People Act, has arrived in the U.S. Senate after a party-line vote in the House. It is without a doubt the most dangerous and irresponsible election bill I have ever seen. If it becomes law, it will interfere with the ability of states and their citizens to determine the qualifications and eligibility of voters, to ensure the accuracy and validity of voter registration rolls, to secure the integrity of elections, and to participate and speak freely in the political arena. H.R. 1 is an 800-page monstrosity that would usurp the role of the states. It would not only eliminate basic safety protocols, but mandate new reckless rules. It's not only the conservatives who have issues with this either. The ACLU objects to it. They put it out in a January letter. We continue to have significant constitutional concerns with the bill, particularly ways it would restrict nonprofit organizations' advocacy about issues of national importance. The once nonpartisan public interest group also disapproves of provisions that require politically active groups, including tax-exempt 501c4 organizations like themselves, to disclose their donor names. And they take exception to the failure of the House Democratic leaders to hold hearings before passing the legislation. He wrote, it's our understanding that the House of Representatives may permit a vote on final passage of H.R. 1 without a hearing on its content in this Congress or a markup in any of the committees of jurisdiction. At over 700 pages, it is a significant, ambitious, and complicated piece of legislation and addresses a wide range of issues. How bad do you have to be as a piece of legislation to be opposed by both the Heritage Foundation and the ACLU? And all we have standing between us and this brazen Democratic power grab is Senator Joe Manchin's questionable commitment to preserving the filibuster and the ability of a first-term senator to stick to her principles amidst a barrage of bile from her fellow Democrats in the Fourth Estate. For a taste of how badly Sinema is being treated by the latter, the Daily Beast slimed her Tuesday morning in a post titled, Blank is Wrong with Kyrsten Sinema. This charming foray into journalism demands to know why she says she's a Democrat, so why is she handing the keys of power to Mitch McConnell? It never occurs to these creatures that write and say these things that some people go to Washington to serve their constituents and their country. They can't imagine that Senator Sinema might actually want to do the right thing rather than the expedient thing. And no honest auditor can possibly read H.R. 1 and conclude that it is anything but an attempt to eviscerate the electoral system and create a one-party state with the Democrats permanently in power. Joe Manchin he's a study in political dualism. He's a gun-toting mountain state patriot once he crosses the border into West Virginia, but his constituents would not recognize the party hack he becomes once he arrives inside the Beltway. Things are getting dangerous now. If they pass this, I'm going to contact everybody that represents me in Congress and tell them to come home because we don't need them there anymore. And I think the entire country that did not, I think the states should withdraw from the federal system. I think if the American system is going to go down in flames, it goes down in flames voluntarily at the hands of the republics, the states of the republic, that are not going to stand up for this stuff. We've already got state's attorney general sending out letters and everything. And this is the usual stuff they do, but we're going to see what we see. But that would be a line for me. That'll be a line of demarcation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Atlanta police say the suspect in the shootings at massage parlors that killed 8 people was likely a customer in the past. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds indicated in interviews what might have been his motivation.
He has some issues, potentially sexual addiction, and may have frequented some of these places in the past.
Police say Robert Aaron Long did take responsibility for the shootings and claims it had nothing to do with race or politics. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are looking into a surge at the southern border. New York Republican Congressman John Cato noting the entire crisis could have been avoided by the Biden administration.
Through irresponsible rhetoric and actions by this administration, we are seeing an unprecedented crisis unfold during a pandemic.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged, the Fed keeping its benchmark rate at near zero and doesn't expect a rate hike through 2023. Fed Chair Jerome Powell opening a virtual briefing and saying the Fed will remain vigilant as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. An NFL quarterback is named in a sexual assault lawsuit.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson, trying to get out of his contract with the Houston Texans for another football team, has another problem. Deshaun is being sued by a female masseuse who claims she was sexually assaulted by Mr. Watson during a session gone bad. The woman filed her lawsuit Tuesday. Her attorney said the quarterback went too far. Deshaun Watson is denying the allegations, claiming he's the victim of a shakedown. He said the plaintiff's lawyer claims this isn't about money, but before filing the suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected, end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. With the beginning of the trial of the former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin this week, the mainstream media narrative is going to force feed Americans more talk of racism and policing. But a recent USA Today poll shows that trust and support for police has steadily climbed to 69%. And trust in Black Lives Matter has plummeted to barely 50%. In fact, right now that most of America's cities aren't burning every night from violent unrest, most Americans now trust police unions to promote justice and equal treatment for people of all races, more people than Black Lives Matter by 2%. According to the wording of the poll, Americans' trust in the Black Lives Matter movement has fallen, and their faith in local police enforcement has risen since protests demanding social justice swept the nation last year, according to an exclusive USA Today / Ipsos poll. Last June, amid accusations of systemic racism in law enforcement, 60% of Americans expressed trust in Black Lives Matter movement to promote justice and equal treatment of people. compared with 56% who trusted local police to do that. Now, however, attitudes have shifted significantly. Trust in Black Lives Matter has fallen to 50%. Trust in local police and law enforcement has risen to 69%. Now, I've seen some of, you know, I'm all for equality, absolute equality. Both genders. Yes, there should be equality among them. There should be equality among all races. Simple thing. Very simple thing. That does not mean that in, and, you know, I've seen people kissing the feet of Black Lives Matter members, being made to do that while they kneel. Submission, if you will. A sign of submission. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, that never happened. That was never proposed to me, that I get down on one knee and kiss somebody's feet, because I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. And if they tried to force me, I would have defended against that, because that's violence. And then I would have been, of course, labeled a racist. But the problem is that most of America can read, and most of America can observe, and it looks like the accusations of systemic racism against law enforcement hasn't held water with most Americans. And I love the systemic part, because right now, prior to the election, the Democrats controlled everything, basically. all the machinations of the system. And in the places where the Republicans hold the legislatures, where we see how, you know, Johnny on the spot they are. A majority see police as protecting the average law-abiding citizen from criminals and those who prey on others. And after watching the violent protests that had nothing to do whatsoever with equality, had nothing to do what's... Do you honestly believe... And, you know, I talked about the filibuster earlier, because the Democrats filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act for 60 days. And yet they're the ones in power right now. They're the ones in power where all these places were allowed to happen. They're the ones in power where all of these Black Americans got disenfranchised, burned out, killed. Most of America, regardless of color, wants law-abiding peacefulness. USA Today continues by highlighting the difference in viewpoints between Black Americans and white Americans. Black Americans and white Americans now express very different views. 75% of Black people, just 42% of white people express trust in Black Lives Matter, while 77% of white people, but just 42% of Black people trust local police. The McPaper laments that attitudes of both groups have moved in the same direction when it comes to growing trust in local law enforcement and growing distrust of Black Lives Matter. They say, but the viewpoints in both demographic groups have moved in the same direction compared with the June 2020 survey. Among Black respondents, trust in Black Lives Matter has fallen by 12 points, and trust in local police has risen by 14. Among white respondents, trust in Black Lives Matter has fallen by 8 points, and trust in local police has risen by 12. So actually, trust in local police has risen more with Black people. Obviously, all of America's going to be watching what happens in the aftermath of the Chauvin trial. Already, the city of Minneapolis has taken extraordinary measures to secure the courthouse and surrounding government buildings for more violence that could result depending on the verdict. And while those measures, is this going to be enough for the battle-hardened Antifa and Black Lives Matter agitators who've had months of riot experience in America's big cities? I don't know. The first thing that I'd be asking is, What did Floyd's family get? $27 million? I mean, are we saying... what are we saying here? Are we saying that should that quell the bloodlust, you think? $27 million? See, the thing about George Floyd... was George Floyd was dead that day anyway. He was going to be dead whether or not he interacted with the police at all. He had a fatal dose of fentanyl in his system. That's what killed Prince. That's what, you know. I think that, if I remember correctly, I think that's what killed Michael Jackson. Fentanyl in the wrong dose is really bad. Really, really bad. And I don't understand the allure of it. I know some people self-medicate with it for pain, in the case of Prince, for example. But, you know, what was George Floyd doing with it? Was he self-medicating? Was he in pain? Or was he just enjoying the high? Whatever it was, he was dead that day, though. He was going to be dead that day. And it's that in and of itself is unfortunate enough. And we're never going to know exactly when that would have happened because of the way things did actually shake out. But in the meantime, the entire world caught on fire as a result of his death. And I will call his death unfortunate. I will not call it untimely because, you know, he was leading a lifestyle that was beating his body to death. Your body can only take so much abuse. That's why they call it drug abuse. It abuses your body. Even after you quit using the drugs, the damage is long lasting. So, we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes. I'm tired of the rioting. I'm tired of people getting hurt for no particular reason. And, well, it's time for that to stop. But that's not what BLM is about. And that's not what Antifa is about. They're against America. They don't like the Democrats either. The Democrats use them because they're quite useful idiots. But they're very violent, useful idiots. And I guess probably the respect for the police has gone up from the fact that they haven't cleaned any clocks like they should have. That's just one man's opinion, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. President Joe asterisk Biden campaigned on gun control. No one has ever won a presidential election campaigning on gun control to the extent he did. And granted, that was all in the primary rather than the general election because it would not sell there. But that's just how campaigns work, especially when the media is apparently on your side and will help cover for you. His election made gun controllers very, 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 very happy, because now they finally had one of their own in the White House. It was glorious, a glorious time for them. Then, then he took office and now they may well be questioning his efforts. After President Asterisk's giant COVID-19 relief bill passed Congress, he made a primetime address to the nation and presided over a Rose Garden ceremony. But there wasn't so much as a statement from the White House after the House passed legislation that would require background checks for gun purchases, all gun purchases, including private transfers, universal background checks, a signature Democratic issue for decades. Now, Biden's views on gun control have evolved along with his party, at one point reluctant to impose too many that the blue-collar Democrats opposed, to a near-unanimous call to do something about gun violence after a spate of mass shootings. In the early months of his presidency, even popular proposals like background checks are lower on his list of priorities and their prospects. Well, that's in the Senate. That's still cloudy. Despite what's going to happen with Joe Manchin, whether he flips or not, whether Kyrsten Sinema flips or not, they would have to have 60 votes to get that out of committee to kill the filibuster, which is one thing that people seem to keep omitting. That means that 10 Republicans would have to cross over. Now, I know there's probably a few that might, but I mean, when they went for universal background checks the last time in 2013 in the Rose Garden, it turned out to be, I think they got 47 votes for that. As a matter of fact, the biggest amendment that actually got the most votes was for national reciprocity. It got 57 votes that day. Nothing passed that day after Sandy Hook. When they controlled the Senate. It wasn't a 50-50 Senate. While much of Biden's gun control agenda is unlikely to win passage in this evenly divided Senate, some of his proposals can be achieved by prioritizing resources within the federal government. He could, for example, direct the FBI to ensure state and local law enforcement agencies are notified if someone who tries to buy a gun fails a background check. You know, that's not really, when people talk about this, I've often wondered why that's not already a thing. But, how would that work? And who's going to do what? I know of instances where somebody's failed a background check and the FFL has called the police and said, this guy is sketchy, he's in here trying to buy a gun. Nobody ever comes to that call. Nobody ever comes to that call heretofore. Then, Biden says he'll ask his attorney general to look for ways to better enforce gun laws. Okay. Well, that would actually be refreshing as well. But they have yet to signal how the president himself is going to get engaged with this. And White House Press Secretary Ginger Goebbels said Biden is looking forward to working with Congress to advance priorities, including repealing gun manufacturers' liability shields. And she added that he will look for opportunities to be engaged on the background check bills. Now, here's the problem with that. Gun manufacturers don't have liability shields. They have a law put in place to keep them from being sued for vapid, vacuous lawsuits that are just meant to take away their financial resources. The guns if somebody uses a gun in a crime, they want to sue them for somebody using the gun in the crime, when in fact, like every consumer good out there, once that is sold, the control of the consumer good, except for digital property. Digital property seems to be the exception of that case. But physical property, when that gets sold, they lose all control over it, unless you buy a Tesla, of course. Ginger also said that he will look for opportunities to be engaged on the background check bills. But it's not all, you got 8.5 million new gun owners out there, and they still face a lot of political headwind. A Gallup poll last November found that while 57% of Americans want stricter gun laws, and that's the low info voter there, 57%. Okay? Remember that? That's the lowest number in favor since 2016. And gun sales hit a new record high in January, continuing a surge over the past year. So, all Biden has done at this point is talk, which has a lot of the gun control groups concerned. It has me concerned, too, because every time he talks, it pours gasoline on an already bad situation as far as supply is concerned. But the gun control groups are thinking they got played, because they worked hard to get Biden elected, running ads in red states that had nothing at all to do with firearms in an effort to rally support for the then-future president. And now he's taking office, he's not doing a whole lot. Is this a surprise to anybody? And this despite a spate of executive orders that covered almost everything else in the political spectrum. And that also is especially problematic for gun control groups, because it's unlikely Democrats are going to kill the filibuster. Their only hope for action may well be executive orders. And Biden doesn't seem to be doing anything but running his mouth on the topic, And to a degree, that's probably because somebody's told him, well, you can't. You can't executive order and make law. Because that's what they would have to do. That's what he would have to do in order for them to do what he wants them to do. They're going to sit around right now. They want the filibuster gone, no doubt about it. We're going to see a big fight over that one, over the H.R. 1, S.B. 1. And we'll see how that goes. But nobody's – gun control is a low item on the totem pole, if it's on the pole at all. Now, for us, this may be – it's nice. It doesn't address certain issues that I have seen for quite a long time. It's a lot easier to weather the storm when the storm isn't actually doing much of anything. But the problem is there will be people like the next time this comes around, like Joe, like Rob Pincus. Rob Pincus, who got out there and said, well, what did Barack Obama ever do to take guns away from people? He never passed a bill that actually did it. Actually, he inadvertently made it easier to carry guns in national parks, inadvertently. But this is the kind of thing that the two-faced gun, pro-gun proponent will use out there to say it's okay to have something like that. It's never okay to have something like that. We have to establish and solidify this right because they're doing everything they can to take it away because once they do, we're at a real permanent disadvantage. All these other things they can try to take away, we have a veto against it if we get tired of it. And it just becomes a question of how many people are going to get tired of it. This may also make retaking Congress a little easier. We'll see. All I see that Congress has been doing is a lot of partisan voting with no Republicans participating, although they may claim bipartisanship. That's a lie. And it makes me wonder, it almost looks like a strategy by the Republicans, except they're not doing this on purpose to make them look bad. The Democrats, they're not trying to make the Democrats look bad. They're just hapless. So, yes, we can try to retake a lot of things, but if the disheartened anti-gun groups don't show up in 2022, just one less obstacle. Coming up next is going to be the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.